Bernie Madoff, the goose, and the broken eggs. Do you remember hearing about a guy by the name of Bernard Madoff a few years ago? He was the one who ripped off a bunch of rich people. For many of us, that's about all the relevance he had to us. Bad guy, rich people, not us, who cares? Well, there's actually a lesson or two for us in the Bernie Madoff story. Last week, I wrote about how we're living so long these days that we all face a special challenge at the end of our lives, how to have our money outlast our days. I gave you an easy formula to figure out what it would cost you to live the lifestyle you envisioned for those oh so many years. The answer may have been a shock. What we didn't talk about is how you could get there. And granted, some of you said you never would. You decided maybe it was easier to throw up your arms in the air and do nothing. Before you do that, let me tell you what got me on the right path after blowing it royally with my finances at 53. As I've shared before, I was building my supposedly successful consulting business on more and more debt when the planes hit the towers on 9/11. When the economy faltered for a bit, it was enough to throw some of my clients into bankruptcy and pull me down with them. As I took a serious look for the first time at my long-term future, and did the calculation I gave you last week, I decided I had to find some secret, some trick, to make the challenge less frightening. And I did. It's called simplifying your life. I downscaled pretty dramatically. I, who had hung out in five-star Paris hotels for decades, moved into a minuscule home in a less chichy neighborhood. I proved I could live very comfortably and safely on much less. So when I multiplied that annual cost of living to calculate my targeted retirement nut, it was much more attainable. I had removed the I could never do that factor. It was doable. Was that where I ultimately hoped to end up? Not at all. But by simplifying, I was able to get to a point very quickly where I knew I'd be okay for the rest of my life. I reached financial independence, where I could live on what I was generating without having to work. And the relief that came with that recognition was beyond words. I didn't realize we all carry a stressor in our brains that creates mischief with our peace of mind once we have that first retirement conversation with ourselves. And that conversation goes like this. I'm how old now? I have how many years until I stop working? How in the heck am I ever going to get from where I am today to where I can sleep soundly at night without worrying about pushing a damn shopping cart through the streets? So how do we accumulate that retirement nut? Well, we have to go at it from a bunch of different fronts. And how old you are today will determine just how aggressive you have to get about growing that nut without going so radical that you aren't enjoying your life today. Money can come from businesses or jobs we work in. It can come from businesses or opportunities we invest in that require very little labor or input on our part. It can come as the interest and dividends we earn on money we've saved and invested. The small first deposit in a savings account is the first flake in a snowball that can grow faster than we imagine. Lastly, just as good policy, the safest thing is to put your money in different types of assets and investments, just in case an economic event hits in one category worse than another. Think of how many people had all their retirement locked up in the equity in their homes. That's what we call diversification. So what does Bernie Madoff have to do with any of this? We heard about all the people who had taken their savings and thrown them at Madoff so he'd invest them in his fund. Part of their catch-up plan for retirement was to grow their cash as fast as possible, and Madoff was offering steady returns of around 12 or 13% per year, much higher than other funds. They had found the goose that laid golden eggs and asked no questions. They went against common wisdom and year after year pulled money from other investments and put into the magical money-making machine they had found. Say you had $750,000 saved up, including pulling the equity out of your house, and you placed it with Bernie. At 12% interest, that would be generating $90,000 a year, or 76,500 after the standard U.S. 15% tax on dividends and capital gains. Feels pretty safe, doesn't it? Over $75,000 a year for life, plus any Social Security? Well, then imagine how you'd feel when you woke up that day and heard on the morning news that Bernie Madoff was a scoundrel, and the whole thing was a $50 billion Ponzi scheme. Your money was gone. Two lessons. Number one, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. Number two, never put all of your retirement eggs in one basket. Let me know in the comments section below if this article has triggered any ideas of what you might do differently when it comes to preparing for retirement.